So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Thursday. Welcome in. Just days away. Final preparation, of course. Scott Jennings. It intensifies the fun of this, the importance of where this guy is. It's just amazing. So I hope to see you on Tuesday. 855-839-1210. Gamblers today. National Dice Day. Somebody who made a big gamble. Don't think of just money. Think of a gamble, rolling the dice on something really important. Well, here's a gamble that I would not take if I were mayor of Philadelphia. Waymo. It ought to be Whammo. The self-driving car company owned by Google's parent company has begun autonomous tests in Philadelphia and expects to offer its robo-taxis to customers at some point afterward. We're making it official. Philly, Waymo will bring our service to the city of brotherly love. Why are we doing this? Now, Henry has some experience with this. They've been driving through the more complex areas of the city, including downtown and freeways. Yeah, you've seen some.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, look, if somebody has a disability, I guess I'd grant an exemption here. But we've seen this in other places where common sense wouldn't have done what the vehicle does, and it's just acting as a computer, and it's going to do what it does. I'm not doing it, and I don't think it. What's the upside of this other than a person with a disability?
Cheaper rides, because that's the draw to it. So when you're on Uber, like it'll give you a prompt. It's like, hey, would you possibly want a cheaper ride if it was, you know, manned by a Waymo? And you go, yeah, okay, sure.
All right. Do we have enough data to tell us that this is going to be better than having humans drive?
I wouldn't say better. I'd say on par.
So we're going to roll the dice here with the computer.
I don't think it's that big of a roll of the dice. Yeah. I really think those scenarios only pop up. Like, I saw one the other day, a scenario where a self-driving car just completely drove through a police shootout because it didn't understand that there was a police shootout.
Yeah, right.
But, like, that's the few and far between instances. You could have a dumb Uber driver who doesn't know it's a police shootout and drive right through it.
Okay. And again, this disturbing trend, I guess broader, I look at this, and AI replacing human beings, thinking this is better somehow or another, cheaper, I guess I have to buy, maybe. Do we know that it's cheaper? How much cheaper?
Just or a few bucks.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing like crazy, but enough to be like, I definitely consider that.
All right, so 855-839-1210. They're here finally in Philadelphia. It seemed to me out west, San Francisco maybe. I remember Arizona. They were testing this. There were some difficulties.
And I can imagine, because I tried them out in Austin, and Austin's a wildly different city than Philadelphia.
Right.
Philadelphia is obviously much more hustle and bustle.
Yeah,
so I do want to see what the ride's like around here.
I mean, how can you put in every – and then there are – even I've been told before, we had somebody on, moral components to this, you're in this situation. What do you tell the computer to do? Do you just run over someone? That's a better choice.
That's the trolley problem. Do you, you know, swerve out of the way of one person and kill five, or swerve out of the way of five people and kill one? That's the instantaneous kind of things it's going to have to make if presented in that scenario.
I'm waiting for the lawyers. This is a benefit to them. The trial lawyers in Philadelphia, there are going to be all kinds of things coming
out. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Morgan and Morgan, Waymo. Here we go. All right. So is this a step forward? 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push #1210. It appears that the FBI is very much on top of a very interesting subject in the pipe bomb. Now, you watch what's going to come out of this. It won't be about the pipe bomb. Democrats will seize on any chance to make January 6th the story. And every time we have Stephen's son on, you know what part of the story is, Pelosi, and what she could have done there, too. I am never going to be one of these hacks who completely forgives the people that stormed, some of the people that stormed that day and attacked. There's no way. But on the other side, we see this is the one thing the Democrats want to go downtown on, yet the summer before George Floyd's summer, it's the same thing we're seeing here with the drug boats. Obama put off 540 drone attacks or 540 drones. He hit innocent people, too. I supported him. I don't care what Rand Paul says. We're trying to get him back on. That guy he took out, that mullah he took out in Yemen, who was an American citizen. Rand Paul says he should have gotten a trial. He got the trial. He was encouraging effectively on the internet Americans here to kill us. He gets it. I get a shot at that guy, I'm taken. I'm tired about tracking him down in Yemen. Can you imagine catching that guy in Yemen, then putting him on trial here? No, Obama did the right thing. He took him out. Trump's doing the right thing here. And it seems more and more today, I played you right at the top, Martha Raddatz saying, these guys got back into the boat. There's evidence they were contacting the cartel to come and get the drugs. We're going to hit the drugs. You want to try to preserve those drugs, you're going to get hit. You're going to die. I like this whole thing because for years I bristle when people say the war on drugs is a joke. It's ineffective. Okay, what's your alternative, though? I admit it. The war on drugs has had some success, but not much. You can argue that. What's the alternative? Well, Trump's come up with something different. He's going to destroy the pipelines coming into the country. Now, I really hope, and people haven't called in on this, but I've said it for how long. I agree with Ron DeSantis. If we're willing to go with Venezuela, who's a lightweight in this field, we ought to drone attack the cartels in Mexico, every single one of them. We don't even have to go to these lengths. We know where they are. We can target them. We don't have to put American lives at risk. I know it's a sovereign country, though. No, it's a narco state. I've been there, and it's even worse now. They're afraid of the cartels as much as anybody. That would be where we would stop fentanyl. We know that fentanyl is a Chinese problem. We really don't have too much leverage over them. We've allowed them to become too big, it's very difficult. We do have leverage over Mexico, though. What are they going to do if we hit the cartels? They're going to scream and they're going to defend and we're going to hear all that. So what? So I'm in a camp that thinks that the Venezuelan boats, I would do it, but I don't think that's a major problem. The drug cartels in Mexico are the problem, even with the border shut. Now, how are they still getting vast amount of drugs into the country, even with the lockdown on the border? I'd have to get on Griff Jenkins. No, Malusian, that guy. Never can get him on, though. I would trust what he told me because they're on the border. They're reliable. How is it they're still getting drugs into the country? We know they are. How is that possible given the border is on lockdown big time? I mean, it's a huge success. Are they coming in the way that we're seeing the Venezuela? The Venezuelans are lightweights here. Still do it. In comparison to the other, though, I don't think they're front and center. And we see the difficulty in dealing with it. But it seems to me that Pete Hegseth now is off the hook as far as giving the kill shot. They're going to have to deal with this Navy SEAL admiral. We played you. Let's play Martha Raddatz again because it's short. Here's Martha Raddatz on ABC News last night talking about what the best guess is. And this is ABC News and Raddatz, who said it was only one apartment complex that Venezuelan drug gang had, arguing with Vance. Is it one or two? And when Vance said, "Did you just hear yourself?" That's a moment. That was Vance's best moment. When he said, "Did you just hear yourself?" Don't ask. That's what Newt Gingrich would do. I'm not answering that question, Larry Krasner. Did you just hear yourself? I wish the judge had just said, "Well, the guy says your wife." I'm not even saying, "Did you just hear it?" That's it. Tell the moderator, "What do you mean?" That's it. It's over. That's it. That's it. Gloves are off. We're not booing for it. Stand up, Larry, you punk. Would Philadelphia be happy with that? I'm sure the Inquirer went, "Oh my God, violence." Then don't bring up the guy's wife. There's the rule, Philadelphia Inquirer. Look it up. All right, here's Martha Raddatz, though, making the point, and it's Raddatz again, about what happened here.
And tonight, new information. According to a source familiar with the incident, the two survivors climbed back onto the boat after the initial strike. They were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs. Because of that, it was determined they were still in the fight and valid targets. A JAG officer was also giving legal advice. So again, David, that video will be key, and Admiral Bradley will be on the Hill tomorrow behind closed doors.
Apparently, I heard in one report there were two JAG officers, and they were giving legal advice on this, and she said the key phrase, they're in the fight. They're trying to preserve the drugs, poison, to come into the United States. They don't know what to do because Trump, in his own way, has really put an effective look at now. I don't know how much you're destroying, how much of a dent it puts into. It seems to me like Kensington still rolls, even though they're trying there. So what is it that we have to do? Well, we have to cut down on the demand. Everybody says that. We know that. But in addition to that, what do you have to do? How are they getting that array of drugs into the country? Well, let's take out the cartels. Let's take out every factory they have. And Colombia, while we're at it. And then let's see how big this is. Would the world go for that? Or are Democrats going to say, "No, you can't do that"? Rand Paul, sadly, is saying that. You know, and this always, I remember when Rand was the darling, it was one of the biggest guests to get on. We did one of our biggest, probably, Greg was saying the other day, one of our biggest, if not biggest, politics and pints at first one was with Rand. But he is not living in a world of reality. He's saying you have to put these people on trial, just like he said it about Obama hitting the guy in Yemen. The world was a better place the second that drone hit that guy. I care about American lives. You're not going to catch him in Yemen. We're not going to put lives on the line. We're not going to race 150, 160 miles an hour on treacherous waves to capture these guys. They're going to get hit. And if they were trying to protect the drugs and get the cartel, you just heard Martha Raddatz. I don't know what the problem is here. I think they deserve a medal for what they've done in this. All right, let's go to Bill in Bucks. And Bill's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome in.
Hi there, Dom.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're
welcome.
Appreciate
it. I just wanted to make a comment. You weren't too flattering of my congressman.
Well, wait a minute. Tell me, how in the world are we going to go with a cap? You still get subsidy of $225,000.
I can't explain it, but he's up for re-election. He has a challenger that could make some noise here, and I think he needs to do what he needs to do, get re-elected.
Okay, well, I don't care about that. I care about what's your message to us. Do we need to do what he needs to do? I can support it. I get what you're saying. We need that seat. But going around
saying... Well, he's the only one in the five-county area, really.
Yeah, well, I don't care anymore. If he comes on the show and says, yes, Dom, the cap is $225,000, and you're going to get subsidies of Obamacare for a family of four, I can't support you, Bill.
Well, don't you think that Scalise and Kemmer are letting him do this?
Yeah, well, they're part of the problem, too, though. There's a lot of people that are saying,
well,
no,
then the whole
this is an example.
Part of the problem.
Yeah, well, he's part of it here. Come on, Bill, just put it aside, all this stuff, for a second. Who could say $225,000 for a family of four is going to be the cap? And the Democrats want more. It'll probably end up being more. That's unsupportable.
Yeah, it really is. Of course it is. Prices aren't that bad.
I get what you're saying. I get the dilemma that we face. But why does he have to be front and center? Why does he have to be the solver on this with those kinds of numbers? Why not just be a guy that has, a bipartisan label, which he does, do all the events that he does, and stop doing stuff like this?
I know it's a stretch. I get it. I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative Republican. A little bit socially moderate, of course, in some ways, but it's excessive. But we got to keep this seat here in Bucks County. We just can't let Bob Harvey have it. We just can't do that.
You're talking to the right guy. I know about winning and keeping the seat. And Bob Harv deGrasse. I'm like, God, yes. All right, Bill, what's your side today?
My side is a guy that said... let's see, what is it there? Hold on a second. You got to know when to hold them, and you got to know when to fold them. The real gambler, Kenny Rogers.
All right, thank you, Bill. Now, I don't know that would be the answer today, though, because the gambler, we're not honoring people who fold them. You know what I mean? That's true in life. You got to know when to fold them. You just got to say, nope, we can't do that.
No one to walk away, no one to
run. Exactly. You can't go for 2 points all the time, as Nick Sirianni was doing for a while. Or we're going to do the fourth and, forever. We're going to go for it. You can't do that all the time. True. Yeah. But
I'm going to go for it on fourth down.
There was a guy in the high school level. I had him on, too. I forget the name. He refused to punt. No matter what the situation
my guy.
Was. Yeah.
That's my kind of guy.
Yeah, I hear you. And, well, high school, you can dominate, so it worked for him. Yeah,
totally.
I don't think you'd do that in pro football.
No, probably not. No, the youth sports is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, exactly. Never punt. I'm not punting. They're behind the goal line. It's fourth and a million. It doesn't matter. Why punt?
Defense will hold.
Defense will hold. Yeah. All right, that's a gambler. That's a guy I should have put that up is one I would pick. All righty, 855-839-1210. By the way, just one quick reminder. After this big event coming up, we have another. I just wanted to make, we have a new sponsor coming on board. Money Melody, now that Henry puts together every day, sponsored by the Navy League of Philadelphia. They go way back with me, way back to WWDB. December 13th is the Army-Navy game. I think it starts at 3. I was looking it up. I'll be at the Manayunk Brewery with Roe interviewing people. Food and drink specials throughout the game. Tickets just $15 at NavyLeaguePhilly.org. And all proceeds go to Navy League Philadelphia to support local service members. It's a great group. Something different. You don't have to be in the military to do it. You don't have to have a rooting interest. I'm rooting for Navy just because Army's so blah. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, go Navy beat Army. Let's go.
And also, it's a Navy League event, so I want to be on the... I'm not going to fly in the face of the other if they're screaming at Army.
No.
So. It'll be at the Manayunk Brewery. It's going to be a great. I've never done this before. Hope that you'll support them and come out and have some fun. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Then.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So the gamble there is what? The small town girl gambling coming to the big city?
Well, if you're taking a gamble, you can't stop believing.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah. All right. Gambling is the side. Taking a gamble here. Taking a risk. This guy, every time he opens his mouth, this will be cut 17. I hope Trump gets on this again. He comes on the Colbert Show. It was all a bit. Listen to Prince Harry. And my point is, we're providing protection for these people. They're not citizens, either one of them. I am trying to egg on Trump in any way that we can to say, yep, kick them out of the country. Would people be booing and, oh, that would ruin our alliance? I don't think so. They can't even get along with the family there. Here's Prince Harry's latest scripted moment with Stephen Colbert.
Now, folks, as much as I love these holiday movies, and I do, I think they're a little problematic because they give people the unrealistic expectation that during the holiday season, they're just going to bump into some prince at their job.
Excuse
or
me.
Walking
Sorry,
down the
Stephen.
Street. Hold on. Look, I wouldn't say we're obsessed with royalty.
Really? I heard you were elected a king. I'll record a self-tape. I'll fly myself to an audition. Settle a baseless lawsuit with the White House. All the things you people on TV do.
Hey. Hey. Harry, I didn't do any of those things.
Maybe that's why you're canceled.
You think Trump's not hearing about this? I guess he was tired last night. Sometimes he wakes up at 2 o'clock and he had 400 posts the other day on True Social.
That's too much. What are you doing?
God. Can you imagine being a guy? He has a guy that helps with that, Scrivino or Scrivino. Yeah. Imagine that guy around the clock. Post this.
I'm picturing like Trump like in bed and this guy's just furiously typing on a screen. He's like, and another thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Say this.
Well, then there's a
capitalize
capital.
Capitalize that. Yeah.
He has this thing of capitals used to be old English, so he likes the capitals, so he puts them in. My God.
Witch hunt.
Yeah. Fake news, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push #1210. Tomorrow, we finally have gotten one of the guys that broke the Somali fraud. Well, they broke it in the sense they finally got it to the attention of the country and the world of what, a billion plus in fraud. Directly going through these Somalian groups and operators that were involved there. And no one knows where the money is. They stopped at a billion, or has it stopped? Here is a Somalian police officer. This is Cut 18. He confirms he will protect Somalians from ICE.
ICE kyan laga ilaalinaya. Mashallah. Abowe. ICE kyan laga ilaalinaya. Safety kyan mala sugaya.
All right, so the translation is, I will protect you from ICE. I thought there was more in English.
I don't even think that was that could have been anything. Like,
well, yeah, but like, I mean, the police chief has said the same thing.
As so, long as, yeah. And the police chief said it, but like this video is just, you know, a woman talking in Somali, and then like goes to the officer, is like, "Hey, you're gonna protect us," and he just gave like a head nod. Like,
okay,
well, he's like, "See,
they are." We'll see what. How do you do that with ICE? This has been said to be in many cities. I haven't seen anybody do it yet, though. 855-839-1210, you get on board. This Shapiro thing is making a good bit of news. And the woman from The Atlantic is brilliant in what she did. All she did was have advanced copies of parts of the Kamala Harris book. This was months ago. She showed it to Shapiro, and suddenly he wasn't the chameleon that he is. Suddenly it was the real Josh Shapiro. And she almost couldn't believe it. The ranting, the exasperation, etc. So we'll talk to Greg Rothman, head of the GOP. My only thing is, look, I love what Stacey Garrity, her story and all that. I just think they have to do more here. I just think she's an unknown quantity here. I don't think people know of her military background or anything else. I know she's in parts of the state that are more rural. And this is an uphill battle. But we don't know if Josh Shapiro is all conquering. He really hasn't beaten anybody except the first time he ran for the state house. The rest of it has been, he's the overwhelming choice. There wasn't even much of a race. So we'll see what she can do. But my advice would be to appear here more, more name recognition, more in the Philadelphia suburbs at least, more women's groups on top of that. And bring up the sexual harassment thing that he essentially, The Atlantic says, covered up. Big story. Defeating this guy is a must, or at least denting him up before the 28. All right, I'm looking at several people speculating. What about on the Republican side? I don't know if I have a cut on this or not. Yes, I do. How long is this, Henry? 15. I didn't want to play something real long here. I'm not sure. Well, we'll play it. I'll stop it if I have to. Guys at Real Clear Politics, who do a nice job taking a look at where people really are, speculating what would be a good Republican ticket. Of course, they say Vance. Who would be the VP choice? Here's how it sounded.
Well, we got to talk about the Republicans a little bit. We have this new poll from Rasmussen. Some good news for anyone who's looking for a Trumpian dynasty, I guess. What do the numbers say? And what about the RCP average?
J.D. Vance has a healthy, I think, 43 or 45-point lead in the Real Clear Politics average. And in second place, tied for second place, is Ron DeSantis at 10%. And drum roll, Don Trump Jr. at 10%. Marco Rubio is at 8.5. I think Nikki Haley's at like 4.5, and RFK Jr.'s at 4, and then they're like 11% undecided. So, and I hadn't thought, you know, everyone's talking, oh, it's going to be Vance Rubio. It's going to be Vance Rubio. And then I thought to myself yesterday, I'm like, well, hold on a second. What, you know, Vance and Don Trump Jr. are really good friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want to kind of keep the Trump magic happening, why doesn't a Vance Trump Jr. ticket make sense?
All right, there you go. All right, so Vance Trump Jr. You know, it's going to be, look, you've had a longer ride. People that are really, just the fun of this, think way back when Trump first announced the merchandising, the trips down the shore even have been multiple. I mean, it's endless, the stuff that's going on with President Trump. When that ends, though, to keep that magic going, the argument there would be Don Trump Jr. All right, we had Don Trump Jr., big event, did really well. I don't see that happening, but I don't think people are gaga over Vance that are Trump supporters. I don't think they're gaga over Rubio, ultimately. Is there anybody out there that sort of fills the role of Trump? And the answer would be no, it's impossible to do that. You got to move on to another phase. And I don't think people, I think there's going to be a lot of difficulty in doing that. There's more battle and excitement on the other side of somebody.
Republicans are just going to be where the Democrats are right now, where it's like, all right, who are we going to put up against anyone? Like,
exactly.
We have nobody. Yeah. There's no one, you know, who draws in a crowd. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, Don Jr. is in that, but he's not going to be.
He's not country. A dad.
No, the country's not going to.
We'll see right away.
And the country's not going to nominate another Trump. We don't do that. Trump knows that. He's kind of said that. That's a very difficult thing to do. And Rubio has been spectacular to me as Secretary of State. He's incredibly competent. He's followed the line of the law and Trump at the same time beautifully. But remember before, people were not gaga over him. Now, what about Ron DeSantis? What I like about DeSantis is when he sets a policy, he drills down to the ends of the earth. If he were president now, I'm convinced he would have hit the cartels. I don't know what's holding Trump back. If you're willing to blow up these boats from Venezuela, then I think logically you ought to be willing to hit the cartels in Mexico. That's where the real problem is. I mean, this is correct. I believe it fits the law. I think it does some good. It sends a message. How are drugs still getting into the country? I'm not talking about, there's always going to be some massive amounts. What's the best guess? Henry, what do you think?
I'm thinking like millions and millions of tons of drugs.
Well, right. What I'm saying is the border essentially is on better lockdown than we've ever seen. So how are you getting into the country? Since I can't solve that, I'm going to stop thinking about it. And that's what Trump's doing here, but he's doing the wrong people.
Well,
I'm going to go in a new tactic. I'm going to take it out. We don't have to worry about it coming into the country. I'm blowing it up before they have a chance.
Do you think that's maybe his long-term plan and what he's doing right now is a show of force? Like, hey, I'm going after the small fries right now.
Right. Okay.
I'm just sending a message like, this will be you. Like, if this doesn't curtail a little bit. And we'll see. We'll see if they blink, and if they don't, yeah, maybe that's the next move, is going after a better strike.
That's logical, but I would say the one group that doesn't blink out of all these groups that you're dealing with in the world is the Mexican cartel.
Yeah,
they don't blink. They would do anything the hell they want, and they've done it for 20 years. And presidents huff and puff. We make movies like Clear and Present Danger, and they continue to do it. So does anybody, you know, I have to get somebody on we really trust. How is it that vast amounts of drugs are still getting into the country? What's their trail? What do they do? And if it's impossible to stop that, which it must be because vast amounts are still coming into the country, then you got to go to the source. Good. You're going to be dead. Your drug labs, we're going to hit every single one of them. And the advantage is, Clear and Present Danger didn't have this. We don't need boots on the ground. With drones and with technology, I don't care where you hide. I think you can be hit.
Agreed.
Pretty successfully, yeah. Pretty cheaply, too. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to more calls on Talk Radio 1210. All right, let me talk about imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season with Rescue. That feeling starts now. Going on today, the Deck the Halls sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-based natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been their trusted wellness partner for millions of folks, a lot of them right here at Talk Radio 1210. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big. Step into the holidays with confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. The ordering's easy, too. Just go to res-q.com. Call an res-q product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online, res-q.com for up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
So you want to start a business.
You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. We have the FBI and DOJ update on the arrest of the D.C. pipe bomber and Pam Bondi making a point. This was just great police work and diligence. How long have people said, what the heck with this? Who is this guy now? This guy Cole, we don't know motivation or anything else yet. I'm looking, it's coming on the fly. But how much they put into this, Patel, Bondi, etc. Again, we think you snap your fingers and these things get done overnight. Jeanine Pirro also involved in this. But they have the person, the arrest of the D.C. pipe bomb, alleged. We'll see how it plays out. What's the motivation? Who is he hooked in with? You know what some of this is about with people, I think. There was FBI involvement here. Several of these guys stirring things up. We know about that. It's not the whole thing with January 6th, but it's part of it. So I see Walter Koska, most important man, because he gives us the Money Melody prizes every day. It looks like he has a stack of Chicago tickets in there or something, right?
No, we're actually talking politics and pints right now.
Oh, we are. Okay, yeah. What's the update?
Oh, well,
yeah.
I think maybe Walter's got something to give you.
Oh he's got the book. Right, oh, yeah. We need a big
don't
presentation.
Break it.
it's the first time I've seen the book, and I know how difficult it was. It's right from the UPS truck, right?
Yeah, fell okay. Right off. Yeah.
Oh, we, no, we also got what?
We have a 1210 WPHT Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Here. Can you bring that in here, Henry? Yeah. Somebody got to bring it. Thank you, Walter, for that, too. I didn't see the Christmas ornament. These are collector's items that when people come over, you listen to 1210, too. That's big YouTube.com/1210. They're what?
It'll be a subtle nod.
Nod. You're a listener. Yeah. By the way, thank you. I have a great answer on a big gamble, one that didn't pay off. That woman, the 27-year-old, who decided to put Dylan Mulvaney as the face of Bud Light. That was a gamble.
Yeah, that is a gamble.
Imagine the idiots, though, the older guys, that she comes in with this pitch. She just didn't do it. I'm sure they had, we're going to. You know what the mistake is? Thinking you can keep your core audience and you can do something that violates the core audience, and they'll put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
So
these are very nice. So these relatively new water. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Last
so
year.
The, yeah. The only caveat with getting those ornaments is that you have to be a VIP ticket holder for Politics and Pints on
that's
Tuesday
exactly
with
right. Yes.
That's the only way to get that ornament.
You so have you to take be- the top tier. You'll meet Henry. Roe will be there. Walter will be directing everything along with a cast of thousands. And, of course, Scott Jennings, and we'll be comparing haircuts.
Of course,
as
yeah.
As far as I know.
We're shining the light on it to get one of those yeah. spotlights shining down.
Oh, yes. And if you want, are they all the same?
Yes.
They, okay. If you want this, this is a real collector's item. If you want this for your tree, you have to buy the top tier here, okay? And the book... First time I've gotten it, I've read excerpts all over the place, A Revolution of Common Sense. Let's look in the back. Does he have any page here where Dom Giordano's show is mentioned? No, nothing in here from Scott for that. All right, so...
How dare he?
Yeah, how dare right. he? You have the Christmas ornament. You get the book, A Revolution of Common Sense. I think he'll be autographing them. And you get the hour backstage with us, and you can talk with him. By then, God knows, Michael Douglas might challenge him to a push-up contest or something.
That'd
something's
be great.
Gonna, no,
yeah.
The wife Person, will. The wife
yeah,
will. Captain's the wife
it.
Will. Yeah,
yeah. Catherine's in a little better shape. I think.
Yeah, I don't think the kid is going to do that. I don't see that.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
All right, so get those tickets now. 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. Get that first tier. You'll really enjoy it. And again, you get all these goodies, including this great collector's item for Christmas. First time I've seen the Christmas ornament. So all that going on. And it's only 5 days away. Again, I love Politics and Pints. You know, the Pints part too. People sidle up to the bar and then also the aftermath come out and talk to people. But Jennings is a very accessible, easy to reach guy. You know, I was thinking having Henry inviting Chrissy Houlihan over, since Miss Houlihan, I mean, after all, Mike Johnson was just holding a news conference and she came storming in and started hectoring and pointing her finger at him, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure I can speak for Jennings. If Chrissy Houlihan showed up there to hector us and stop the thing, we'd bring her up with a big chair.
That'd be
Come
great.
On. Yeah, have a drink. Really. Stay the rest of the night. Don't go. It's not going to be an hour and 15 minutes. It's going to be a 5-hour marathon.
Oh,
here.
Man. Yeah. I would love that.
Oh,
you
my
know,
God.
Doors just burst open. Everyone turns around. It's like, stop that man.
Yeah. So you can imagine if she showed up with her entourage of stooges. Chrissy, it's your district. We're coming there. Bring some mushrooms. I'll bring some mushrooms for you. By the way, here is Houlihan. This is a recent one. Yeah, she was on with Kate Bolden on CNN. Do you see that one, Henry?
I don't know if I have that.
Oh, okay. Well, if you Google it, that should come up. I'm going to play that one on again. She was just on with her talking again about what's going on with the drug boats, and particularly the Kate Bolden woman is someone regrettable on CNN. The DOJ has identified the D.C. pipe bomber as Brian Cole Jr. Paul Morrow and others are talking about the pipe bomb locations. Until a few months ago, they didn't have much to go on with this. This may clear up a lot when we learn what was he trying to do with this. Again, January 6th is not going away anytime soon. This is just one of the mysteries of that day that hopefully they have the right guy and hopefully we get closure on this and get the motivation and who or what was he working with. All right, let's go to Mark in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark, good afternoon. Yo, Mark, are you there? All right, call us back, Mark. Robert in Bensalem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Henry. Good to talk to you guys today. I like Bill and Bucks, but he's got to give up on this trying to salvage Fitzpatrick. I'm talking. I actually went to her office. Casey Tomlinson is the state rep up here in Bucks County.
Right.
And I think that she could beat Brian Fitzpatrick in a primary. I actually went to her office, and she wasn't there. But the person who was there, I said to him, "Is there any chance of her challenging Fitzpatrick for the seat?" And he got a very mischievous look in his eyes and said, "She's still weighing her options."
Oh, good.
Maybe not this time.
Yeah.
Maybe not this time, but next time, because we got to get somebody who's, I'm not saying toe the Republican line, but be a team player, for goodness sakes. We have an opportunity here, and Fitzpatrick is frittering away. The same thing with Rand Paul. I mean, they're not thinking big picture. They're thinking ideology, and that's why they don't belong in leadership. They drive me crazy sometimes.
Well, look, and you heard me say to Bill, Robert, I'm glad you did that. The primary's the way. If he's a nominee, then, you know, we're behind the eight ball again, but coming up with this plan, being bold to be the centerpiece, he shouldn't do that. That's not necessary. And $225,000 is the cap, and Democrats still want it higher. $225,000.
Well, see, there's that element. There's that element up here that he's appealing to, and it might be the reason why he keeps getting elected. I don't know, but I think we need a new challenger for that seat, and if not this time, next time to primary this guy. For the side question, my answer isn't the biggest. It's not the purchase of Alaska, but I really think that it captures the essence of what you're trying to get here. Fred Smith started the company FedEx in 1973, and at some point in 1974, he only had seven planes. He had a $24,000 fuel bill, but the company only had $5,000 in cash. He tried to get a loan, was not successful. He took that $5,000 to a casino, Dom, played blackjack, and turned it into $27,000.
Oh,
kept his company alive for one more week. And if he hadn't have done that, he wouldn't have been able to buy all them discount planes that he bought in 76 and 77 and create the world's largest shipping company. And one more question. If he hadn't have done that, who would they have used in the movie Castaway, Dom? You needed FedEx.
Thank you, Robert. Great day, right? Oh, unbelievable. Call this guy scripts it right out of Hollywood. How do you beat him here on this stuff? That is a really good answer. Not that I'm condoning go there and just gamble. It's Henry's idea. National Dice Day. That's where it's coming from. I really like the look of this Christmas ornament, too. I don't know if we can autograph him with some kind of pen on the back. Would that spoil Christmas or not? But it's a first. You're going to get it, your first shot at this, and the book, and the special seating, and Scott Jennings. And Henry, I'll throw that in at a discount. And Kirk will be filming all of it. Yes, I don't know if they'll provide the film to you. It'll be up. You'll be able to see it. Now, this is going to be fabulous with Jennings. I add more questions every second on my scratch pad here with him. But I just have some in mind. Then I let it flow based upon my read of where it is to have some fun with it. And it's shocking to me that the Douglases still are going down this path when it comes to Scott Jennings.
Yeah, just let it go.
Just on a political debate with their son. Can you imagine if it had been Harry and Meghan Markle's kid? Oh, my God, what would happen?
No, can't let them fail.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know what? That would be a great show, these coddled celebrity kids. You got Dylan Douglas over here. We put in X over here, the kid of Meghan Markle. Oh my God.
Yeah, Lori Loughlin's kids.
Needs her to throw
her weight around to get in the USC.
I didn't know USC. I still reject that as a brilliant school and all the rest. How hard was that to get in there? I don't get that.
Oh, pretty hard.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Party school then.
As among like smarter schools, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd put it up there in the top 10% of schools.
At least.
It
doesn't strike me. I'm thinking of OJ and all. I'm thinking of their football.
It's more towards 10%, but it's still in that 10%.
Well, Stanford has like a quarter of their freshman class taking remedial math.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm supposed to have them up in the same thought bubble as Harvard and Yale.
Yeah, not happening.
No, not even.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210. We'll take a lot of call. This is a good one. All-time gamble that somebody made. Jeanine Pirro speaking on the pipe bomber as they search the home. And I don't think, keep your eye out if she gets into who this guy's connected with, what's the motivation that would have him do this. They have footage of him just roaming the streets, allegedly with bags with the pipe bombs in there. And then planting them. That's what the footage has been. I don't get it. They're searching his house as we speak. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.